Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Miss Alexis, I got a question to ask you, please.
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your question.
Are y'all in affiliated with or whatever, like at Hero Collection or whatever it is that's on the website? Because when I pull it up to look at what's new on the thing, on new what they got coming out here soon, you can pull it up, see what you want to look at, but then you don't have no way to get in touch with nobody or nothing else like this, but then it's got y'all down at the bottom. I mean, up on the top part, it says Eagle Moss is affiliated, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. Are y'all?
Okay, do you have an account with us already?
Yeah, and I forgot to get you another credit card because the other one overextended on that to get the thing that I've got done or getting through y'all right now. But I just want to know, are y'all affiliated through them?
Okay, first I need you to verify your first, your last name, and your full home address, okay?
Okay. Charles Duitt, D-U-E-I-T-T, 1946 Hall Road, Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. I see that you have the Foster Enterprise V buildup. The last shipment shipped out on March the 9th. Your next shipment is scheduled to go out on April the 30th, and you said you wanted to know about another collection that you've seen on the website?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I went through a Hero Collectors when I seen it on Facebook. I went through it. But I was looking at something that just come out on them. But when I look at the top part of the screen right here, it says go through Eagle Moss, which is y'all. So I'm one of y'all affiliated with the Hero Collection.
Yes, sir, we are. So that is we have two websites. The Hero Collector website is just a website. If you don't want a subscription, you just want to purchase like just parts that you're interested in out there, you'll go there. And if you want to like actually purchase the whole subscription, like build a car or build like the issue that you want, you'll go to like the EagleMoss.com website and purchase the subscription. There's the only difference, but those are both our websites.
Okay, well listen, I pulled up one on there that I was interested in on the Hero Collection, but I don't know if it's a kid or not, and I need to see if I can get some information from you if I can.
Okay, what information do you need?
I need something on the Space 1999 Eagle.
Give me one moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was the item you was looking for, sir?
It was a Space 1999 series. It was an Eagle. Eagle 1, Eagle, I can't remember, something Eagle.
Okay, so I could suggest you do not go to the Hero Collector. Like, don't go to HeroCollector.com website. What you need to go on is shop.eaglemoss.com. And then once you go on their website, it say Hero Collector at the top. So you will click there, and then it will direct you, and it will show you all of the Hero Collectors that we have. But that start, what you just said, the Space...
1999.
It's the Space 1999. I don't see that coming up on our website. The only thing that we have... If we don't have the I don't know what website you was on, but we don't have that Space 1999. We do have a thing called the Deep Space Nine.
No, that's not gonna be it. But see, that's what I can't understand, because I just, you know, I went through here on the website and it says Hero Collector. And when I pushed it up,
are you on the shop.eaglemoss.com website? If you just on the herocollector.com website, that's not our website.
Well, I can go. Okay, well, I can go to the, I can go to, let's see. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can't get it back on here again. All right, I'm back on. Well, see, right now it says, I got it right here, going through herocollector.com and then go to eaglemoth.com. Let me try something else here. Okay, eaglemoth.com. All right, it's pulling up now. All right, now it says Hero Collectors. Okay, I got you. So let's go through them. I just want to know if it's affiliated with y'all, if you had it in there, whatever like this. That's what I wanted more than anything else. But
if you're on a herocollector.com, just that website, that's not our website. The only two websites that you can purchase things on that we actually have will be on that shop.eaglemoth website, and it will be on the eaglemoth.com website. Those are the only two websites that we actually sell things on. However, if you want to purchase from another website, you can, but the only items that I know for sure that we would have will be on those only two websites only.
Okay, that's what I couldn't understand, because, like I'm saying, I mean, I pulled it up, and, you know, I'm on y'all's website right now, and it's got Eagle Moss off to the left, and it's got Hero Collectors on the other side right here, but when I put in the Hero Collector, it won't do nothing. It won't go no website, won't go nothing, so. Okay, well, I know. Okay, just continue my collection. I think on that other right there, that's fine. I'll just get that right there, because I remember seeing this on here, and that Space 1999 is one thing I wanted to get, but now I guess that's just, I don't know if it's a website that ain't worth a flip or something. I don't know. Because
no, I'm
I can't
not
get
sure. I never heard of that website, but I don't know. I just know that the actual, this where this actual company is actually associated with, will be on that shop.eaglemoth, and it will be on eaglemoth.com.
Okay, well, like I'm saying, I went on, you know, just like I told you just a minute ago, I went on eaglemoth.com, and when I pulled it up,
I don't think we have that item that you're requesting. That's what I'm saying.
But I said instead it was going to be like March. What's this? This is March, ain't it? It's March the 17th or something like that. It's supposed to, I can't remember what it was, the date, but you know, it says coming to that one right there. So I was wondering, you know, as I tell you what though, if y'all do get that in, whatever like that, I mean, if there's any kind of way y'all could possibly get a 1999 thing like that, I sure would like to know, would like to have the information or be notified.
Okay, so the Space 1999 that what we're associated with is the it's what you already have. It's the Starscreek, and it's the USS Enterprise NCC-1701. Not the Enterprise D that you have, but the one that we had already before we released that one. So that one does include the Space 1999 in there, but that's not what it calls.
Okay, you just lost me. No, could you repeat that one more time? I lost you on the phone. I'm moving around, ma'am, let me get out here where I can get a better signal, because I kind of missed part of that, what you just said on the first part. So, okay, now go ahead.
Okay, we don't have the item Space 1999. All our space issues will be with the collection that is with the Starscreek Enterprise. So you already have the Enterprise D, the one that just released. So the regular one that probably would include the Space 1999 would be the ones that we had before then.
What do they look like?
I can't really describe them to you because I don't have them in front of me. So I'm on the website looking at them along with you. But give me one moment. Even a short picture. Okay, so when I type in, like on our website, when I type in the space 1999 Eagle Moss and I just go to the images, it's showing me the Deep Space Nine. That's what it's showing me. So I'm thinking that other website have it listed as the incorrect, like listed incorrectly because that's not our actual website and that's not the name that we have. So I guess they made it like another name. So that they probably get in trouble for using the item or something. I'm not sure. But when I type in space 1999, that deep space name does pop up what I was saying at first.
Okay, yeah, Deep Space Nine is still affiliated with Star Trek. So, okay, yeah. Okay, that's just what I want to know then because I don't know who this is or whatever like that because even when I pull it up, you know, I mean, I went through the Facebook thing or whatever like this. That's how I found y'all. And anyhow, I went through there and found this one right here called Hero Collectors. And then, like, y'all, when I go through your website, when I seen it on Facebook, you can go through the whole thing and see what you got in there. And then you got a contact number down at the bottom. You got the listing for everything, stuff like this. But when I tried that with Hero Collectors, I went through that, went right on the main page right there, and all they did was give you a bunch of names and stuff like this of people that was affiliated with the thing, but it didn't show you no address, no phone number, nothing else like that, no way to get in touch with anybody that was affiliated with Hero Collectors. But I can't understand why when I pull up your website on Eagle Moth, you got the Eagle Moth off to the left, and you got Hero Collectors on the right-hand side. And then, but, you know, that might be different. I don't know what that is or whatever. So I couldn't pull it up on mine. I don't know how they doing it or whatever.
Yes, sir. I don't think that's not our, I know that's not our website. So that's probably just be a fake website. I wouldn't order off there if I was you. I'm not sure.
Well, you couldn't order off of it anyhow. You couldn't order it because when I pulled it up, it said it was coming out March or, hell, it may be May. I don't know. March or something like that. The 17th or something like that, Space 1999 was supposed to come out. And then I keep pulling up, and you can look at it. You can get all the, you know, once you go to that little one that you want, pull up and see everything you need to see about it. And it's just one model. It ain't a collection. It's just one model. And it's like 18-something inches long. And well, I'll tell you what, though, if y'all ever find out, if y'all ever do get anything in from that right there, I want to be notified because that was one of my favorite space shows of all time, next Star Trek, when it come out in the 70s. And I want to get one of the metal models if I could possibly can.
Yes, sir.
Well, see, listen, I just got an email the other day talking about the kit that I am into and everything like this. And when I pulled it up on there, it had problems with a credit card going through. It was denied or something else like that. So I need to check into that. If I can, if not, I'll give you another card if I can.
Okay, you had what you said you wanted to do?
I had got an email from y'all talking about the shipment, the second part of the shipment from the little series that I'm doing on Part D right there of the Starship?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that right there, the second shipment was supposed to be coming in to the house, but then when I pulled it up online right here, it said it had a problem with a credit card.
Did you find out your credit card?
Yeah. Well, I just want to know if that credit card, it was 1516 was the last four numbers of it, but then it said it was the void of decline or something else like that, and it had two messages on it. Both of them was the same thing.
Okay. You can give me the last four digits, and I can let you know if that's the card that we have on file.
1516.
No, sir, that's not the card that we have on file.
Well, when I talked to the lady the other day on that, I guess she said that was the number that was on file.
No, sir, it's not.
Well, shoot. Hold on 1 minute then. Well, hold on. I might have got the number wrong. I don't know. Let me go look. I swear to God it was 1516 because I asked her. Hold on there. Because see what it is, I've got two of them in. I was going on the computer and putting it in, you know, for to get the kit, but I went online to go do it. For some reason, I couldn't go through. I couldn't put the expiration date on the credit card on this thing. I guess I had to go back and reset my computer. And when I did, I put a different credit card in, and this time it showed up, and I could put the expiration date into it. But then all of a sudden, I get an email saying my package is on the way. Then when my package comes, I get two of the same things. So then I called the lady back, talked to her, told her, I said, look, I'm fixing to send one of these back with the mail lady, get it credited back on my card. And I asked her, I said, I want to know which card you got on file. She said, you didn't have but one on file. And I gave her the number 1516, and she said that was it.
Okay, you have two accounts with the same subscription. You have one ending in that number, and you have another account as well with the same one. So when you did that order twice, when you put the card in that way, you purchased two of them. So you have two of the Starscrape Enterprise D-Builder. One of the cards does not end in that number that you just gave. They end in a different number.
All right, what about 9315?
Yes, that's where the other account ended in.
Okay, well then, all right, they're good then. 9315, that's okay. I thought right there. But see, I sent one of them back already. They sent it back. Because I went back, sent it back to the post office. Because when I told that lady right there that I could not get this card to work to where I was putting the expiration date in, I didn't know which card went through on the thing right here, but I know it showed up on, if I ain't mistaken, it showed up on 1516 already. It's been paid for. I just got the bill in.
Okay, both of them has been charged.
Yeah,
both,
and I just got
the cards has been charged. So whenever we receive it, that's when we'll know what account to credit back. As of right now, I don't know which one that you returned because the system doesn't show us that you returned it yet. So whenever we receive it back in the warehouse, that's when we'll know what account to credit back to you.
Okay, well, that's what I need to find out because
as of right now, I don't have that information because it doesn't show that it returned to us just yet. Once we get it back in the warehouse, that's when we'll know.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure because I don't want to, you know, have two prescriptions of the same thing be charged on two different credit cards. Because, see, when I talked to that lady last week, whenever this stuff came in, she said 1516, that card had been charged, but that's the only one they had on file. And now you telling me there's
two
different cards on file.
It's two accounts for two different credit cards. Now, you have one ending in that number that you just said, and you have another account ending in the other number. So you have two accounts with two different credit cards. You have two of the same accounts with two different accounts.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, is when I talked to that lady last week, when I sent the other one back, I told her that I was having problems putting my credit card through on the 1516 one. But then I put my other bank card in. It went through, but I was curious about which one went through. But then when I checked the mail, I get two different boxes in. You know, two boxes of the same thing right here. But when I called her up and talked to her, though, she said there ain't nothing but one credit card went on file that went through, and it was 1516. But now you're telling me two credit cards have done been through.
That's correct.
So I got two different things to do. I mean, when I talked to the woman last time, she said there wasn't number one card on file.
It's one card on file on the account, but I'm saying you have two of the Starscrape Enterprise D buildup. You have one card in the other card. You have that card that you keep saying is in the account, and you have your other account that is in the other card. So once you said that your first card didn't go through and you put another card in, you purchased two of the same subscriptions. That's what happened.
I know that. I know what I did. I know that right there. I know that part right there. That's what I'm trying to say, though, is, but when I called the lady after I got the two boxes in, I told her, I said, I wanted to know which card was used to place this order. And I said, 15, 16. She said, yeah. I said, that's the only one. She said, that's the only one we got on file. Okay, but then I got charged for two of them. I said, well, then my other card, my bank card, did not go through. But now you're saying there's two different cards for two different accounts. You know, and that's what I'm trying to get straightened out. That's why I sent the other one back to the postal service. When I told her I was going to do the same thing, I told her I was sending it back, that I got two of the same thing, which I didn't need, and I just want one kit.
Okay, so do you want to cancel one of the other subscriptions since you have two of them? Because the only way that we'll be able to know, like,
canceled it.
But she didn't cancel your account. They still open.
Well, one of them should have been canceled, but I don't know if you should have. I don't know where y'all located at or whatever like that, because I sent it back through the mail. I want to send it back through the mail thing like that.
You sent the package back, but you didn't cancel your account. So whoever you spoke with last week, okay, what account do you want? Okay, what card do you want to be on file for your account? Then we'll know what accounts to get canceled.
I guess use the 9315 then. Use that one.
Okay, I'm going to cancel the other one that's in the other number, okay?
1516, cancel that one. Because, yeah. Well, I thought she did that last one because I told her I'd send another one back. I wanted to cancel that one, and that way they didn't do it. That don't make no daggone sense.
Okay, so I've canceled one of those accounts, and the cancellation email has been sent over to the email that you had on file, and we do still have you with the other account.
Okay, that's great, then. I just want one of them coming in. So, I mean, I know it's going to take, next shipment's going to be, what, four kits to a box? Is that what it's
that's
coming
correct.
In, two kits? Okay, that's four. So that's, what, 30 months I got to do this? So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because I figured it up. It's 120 kits, so you're doing four, so that's like 30 months. So after next month or something else like that, I'm going to try to see if I can't double them up and get like eight kits. That way I'm down to like 15 months. Is that cool?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, thank you, ma'am. I'm glad I got this straightened out right here on that. I appreciate your help. But if you do come across that Space 1999, let me know.
Yes, sir. No
Please.
Problem. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. You did everything I needed to get done.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. Have a great day.